Changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, 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 everyone. Welcome to Motivate Social Podcast, where we are bringing you people who are changing the world via social media. I am Dr. Ikeena Finch, and I have my lovely co-host, Vanessa Canterbury, here. How are you doing today, Vanessa?
I am great. How are you?
Fabulous, as always. Yes. So, Vanessa, tell the audience what we're talking about today.
Oh my goodness, I am so excited about this topic because it's often too many people are afraid to do this. So what we're talking about today is adjusting the crown. What do you mean, Vanessa? Adjusting the crown? You see that man over there, his crown is tilted a little bit. It's okay to be able to give him his encouragement so he can be able to adjust his crown. That woman over there is doing her thing. Don't be afraid to adjust her crown. Sometimes we need someone to be able to just say, you know what? I see you. I may not say anything, but I see you. And I just want to let you know, wear your crown and wear it well. So let's go ahead and get started. Dr. Finch, I want you to go ahead and wear your crown and wear it well and unapologetically, because what you do as a servant leader, you do it well. You do it with great intentions to make sure that it's coming from the heart. You give back to people when they least expect it. You pour into people and you go so far deep and you pull out something so they could be able to see what they've been hiding all along. You turn around and you make sure that you create a platform for so many people to share what they do with the world. You make sure that you put on an event to be able to help people with their business, to elevate their business to a whole nother level than what they thought they would never be able to achieve. You make connections with people because you never know who needs to be connected. So Dr. Finch, wear your crown and wear it well.
Woo! Ooh, I don't know if I can follow after that, girl. But no, I will try. Vanessa Canterbury, wear your crown and wear it well. Wear it unapologetically, wear it boldly, wear it powerfully, well, wear it serenely, wear it peacefully, wear it with motivation, wear it with boldness, clarity, and confidence. Because that is what you do when you bring these people together in your classes to help them birth their books, when you work with them individually, when you work on anthologies. You help bring stories to life that have been hidden deep inside of people that need to be out so that they can touch others with their greatness and with the power of the word. A lot of people don't believe that what they have gone through, other people have gone through until they've read the pages of one of your books. People don't believe that their struggle is real until they've read one of the pages of one of your books. People don't believe that they have what they need and are equipped, whether they've been to school, whether they've done this, whether they've done that, until they read a page of one of your books. And you do this with love, kindness, and tough love. And when you branched out into your candles because of something that happened at your conference, you start making sense for self-care, aromatherapy, things of that nature, because you knew that people needed that relaxation after they spent a day of pouring into others. So even with your candle line and your BBU collections and all the things, you're thinking about others because you know what it's like to pour, and not be poured back into. So you made a collection so that others could be poured back into. So Vanessa Canterbury, whether it's your books, whether it's your collection, whether it's your coaching, whether it's your speaking, whether it's your mothering or whether it is your businesses, I want you to remember all that you do for others and all that you have done for others to make them want to be better people and stand on their own 2 feet. So Vanessa, wear your crown and wear it well.
Thank you, my sister. Thank you. I truly appreciate it. Now I'm not gonna drop a tear, but my. And this is what we talk about all the time. You have to celebrate other people because somebody didn't get it from their loved one. Somebody didn't get it from those who they thought they would get it from. So you'll be surprised just by just letting somebody else know it's okay to wear your crown. And it's also okay to adjust your crown because your crown is slipping. But also help them to adjust the crown. Some people think that they don't deserve their crown. Well, who are you to say they don't deserve a crown? Who are you? We all have a story. We all have a journey. We all been through some things. Some of us are in the phase of healing. Some of us have overcome those things. Some of us are in between those things. But if we could be able to paint the picture to show them that they can get to the place of reaching their crown, they too shall wear it well. And sometimes we need to be okay with presenting them with their crown. Is that making sense, Dr. Finch?
You know, I think I want to tag in on something you just said. You said that some people don't believe that they deserve a crown. And then it was, who are you to tell somebody else that they don't deserve a crown? I think we could split that into two different segments. So there are people who don't believe that they deserve a crown. They are so busy trying to elevate others who they believe are more deserving, that they don't really matter. They trying to make sure that their kids are elevated, their spouses are elevated, or their loved one is elevated, their job is elevated, their this is elevated, their that is, the organization, their church, their leader, whatever is elevated, and they leave themselves on the back burner. So that question is very poignant because you could ask yourself, who are you to say that I don't deserve a crown? Why does everybody else deserve a crown and I don't? And this is you speaking to yourself, just like you would speak to somebody who is trying to downplay you, criticize everything that you do, try to tell you that you're not worth, that you're not good enough, that will never be, you will never do, you are not worthy. You would ask that same person the question, who are you to tell me that I don't deserve a crown? That question fits into both areas. And because that question fits into both areas, the answer should be still the same. Only the Almighty could tell me I don't deserve a crown. And last time I checked, whether I'm talking to myself or others, we're not the Almighty. So we need to stand in our truth and wear the crown that he put on our head. So when you sit up there and downplay your gifts, your purpose, what you're supposed to be working with, all the God-given talents, then you're basically poo-pooing on the crown that he gave you. Who are you to poo-poo on the crown that he gave you? Yet you get mad when other people try to tell you that you're not good enough and that they try to downplay your crown when you're doing it to yourself. I want us to think about that when we go through the day, because this is something that I had to start doing, because I was good for poo-pooing the crown. You know, oh, everybody else was better. That person is better. We'll just focus in on that. Or, oh, I could really do something with this and I could do something with you. Let me connect you with that person so you can elevate. But then when it was time for me to connect with somebody, then, you know, I would kind of sit in the background. I'll figure it out myself. I'm not going to really worry about that or whatever. And I hope that this is making sense, Vanessa. But somebody needs to hear this today. Somebody needs to realize that all crowns are important. Everybody has one and everybody deserves to wear it and wear it well. And it's one thing for you to choose not to wear it, but it's a whole nother thing when somebody tries to just knock it off to make themselves feel better. But the answer to both of those questions are the same. You don't get to knock my crown off.
Period.
A long way to get around to the initial point. But you don't get to knock my crown off. So what's your thoughts on that, Vanessa?
Yeah, don't knock it off at all. Can't knock it off. It's not meant to be knocked off. It's meant to be wore well and unapologetic. I'm so excited about just knowing. I don't want to tell a little story here. So I remember the time when I first started out in business, and that's what made me think of this topic, is that how people, my goodness, there's so many, you know, and this is a not so nice word, so we'll find a better word, but there's so many individuals out here that prey on individuals that they know that don't know the direction, not asking the right questions. They could pick them out, right? And so they take advantage of those individuals. And that happened to me several times, right? When I first came out. And one thing that I'm so grateful for, if somebody, anybody, or, you know, we know, they would have gave up, right? They would have gave up because they gave the other people, somebody else, false hope, right? So that's the best way to put it. That's a nice way. There's people out here giving false hope to other individuals who want to be, to learn to and want to be successful, what have you, okay? And then once you realize something is not right, they want to go and run and hide. But what I have learned is that God will call those people out, right? He will call them out, but at the same time, he's going to show you and reveal to you the plan. Okay? He's going to reveal to you the plan. What do you mean? You was not supposed to go that route anyway. You went that route because you thought that was the route, but that wasn't the route that I wanted you to go on. But let me show you another route. Now, the question to you, are you willing to go the other route and give yourself another chance? Are you willing to go at this thing all over again, start from scratch all over again, regardless of what transpired with the other people? Do you feel yourself worthy of going after your crown? Well, I felt that I was worthy of going after my crown. So I'm going to go ahead and give this another try. What if I didn't give myself another try? What if I did not believe in myself enough to go at it again? So you have to understand that, yes, you're going to, you know, you're going to fall. You're going to trip. You're going to probably even fall flat on your face. But just know you can get back up again and go after your crown. And I'm glad I did. Because now those same people, they're starting to be exposed. Those same people, you just know what, and you see the what to look out for now. So don't run away when you skip and fall and maybe even have to start all over again. Just get back up and get back in line so you can be able to get on your journey of going after your crown. Make sense, Dr. Finch?
It most definitely does. And so, what steps did you use to get, you know, just kind of put the crown back on?
I stopped listening to naysayers. I disconnected myself from anybody and everybody that was connected to these people. I started to do research. I started to take my time in making sure that it was something that I could understand, asking the right questions to put myself in a better position of being a little bit more knowledgeable so I could be able to see way clearer than I ever did before. So with me doing the necessary work, dusting myself back off again, I just didn't give up because I knew that this was bigger than me. I didn't know it was this big, but I knew that it was bigger than me and I was willing to do the work.
You knew it was bigger.
Mm-hmm.
So, just a question. So, it being bigger motivated you. Mm-hmm. But what happens if it doesn't motivate? What happens if people just get scared by the bigness of it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. You're not comfortable or you're not liking the stagnant that you're dealing with right now. There's no growth. There's no more excitement. There's no nothing. Mm-hmm. What do you have to lose? You have children. You wanted them not to have to follow the same footsteps and end up broke. Not just financially, but all the way around broke. Then what? What about life? What about living life? Not just in just living to pay the bills, but what about living life? Living life so you can be able to get up and see the world. Start creating memories. What about those moments? We all gonna have a moment where we're scared. But at the end of the day, if it don't scare you, it has to scare you. It's something about being scared. It has to scare you. Because this is something that you like, dang, this is the biggest challenge. But it has to scare you. But scared and do it anyway. Scared and move forward. Scared and get back up. Scared and all. You'll be able to reap those rewards. But you got to be willing to get up. My thing is that I say now, what do you tell your kids? Now I'm at the moment where I'm living my life through my grandkids. Walk with me through this story, shall we? When my grandson gets up, he just on the go, just moving, just, you know, your butt can't get down off that couch. He said, I'm going to try it anyway. You know, you're not supposed to get up there on that step because you're going to slip and fall, but I'm going to climb it anyway. They are fearless. They want to at least try. They're going to fall. They're going to hurt their knee. They might even cry. But they're going to get back up and they're going to go at it again. So I'm living my life through them. Fearless. As I tell them, baby, it's going to be okay. I have to tell myself the same thing I tell them. When I'm dusting their knees off, I got to dust mine off too. When they cry, I got to wipe my tears too. But at the end of the day, I have to go after this thing so I could continue to keep on making memories with them. That's fearless. How are you going to live your life in fear when there's so much more out there for you? But you got to be willing to give it a try. You got to come on. Let's go at this thing here. It may hurt a little bit, but that's temporary pain. It's like the growing pains. Always hungry. It'll subside in a minute. But you got to go after it so you could get up and live. Oh, live where you could say, you know what, I'm going to book a flight. I don't have to put in vacation time and worry about all the craziness of the naysayers. You know, go live life. It's okay. But see, I understand also at the same time, this is something that we wasn't taught. This wasn't the conversations at the kitchen table either. Well, go ahead and create those new conversations that we could be able to have at the table. So Dr. Finch, when you having those moments where you don't want to move forward and you know that next project needs to be complete. See, you can complete everybody else's projects, but you know how we got to do our own project? Like, dang. Mm-hmm. How do you push past it so you can complete this project?
Well, I realize that the projects that I have to do are important so that I can put myself out there so that others can be helped. I've learned my triggers, you know, to get me motivated, I need to see the why. And if the projects and things don't root in the why and the elevation of the why, they don't tend to get done as fast as others. And that's what keeps me grounded. Because I know the reason why Finch and Associates was built. I know the reason why Changing Minds Online was built. Okay? I know the reason why, you know, Breaking Barriers was, and Inspired by Vanessa, same thing. And each one of them has a why. And as long as you are elevating the why, then the stuff will flow. And so I know that I need to take projects and do the projects to elevate the why. I hope that's making sense. Because one thing about having your own business is that you get to do what you purpose to do. And then people are like, but what if I'm not purpose for social media? What if I'm not purpose for finance? I'm not purpose for finance per se. That's why I went and got me an accountant. You know, do what I do to the best of my ability and delegate the rest to someone who is excellent in their field. And then there's excellence all the way around. He didn't say you had to do it alone. You just had to get the project done. Sometimes you got to be the visionary and not the executor. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. What message would you give someone, that little girl, mm-hmm. who never seen a crown and didn't understand the power of her crown? What would that message be to that little girl?
That's a good one. Well, I guess I would say what I guess I wish I would have heard. Well, I guess I did hear it, but I heard it from people who, you know, I felt that had to say it to me. So it's kind of different. But, you know, put your come up with your dream, come up with your why, and then go after it. Please know that you don't have any limits, you know, on your purpose and your giftings. Learn, you know, hone your gifts, learn them well, and then learn how to get everything else done that you're not good at.
So what I would say to that little girl to adjust her crown is understanding that when you put this crown on, it's yours. Wear it with your head high. Understand that you have a life of boldness that's waiting for you. Present yourself as such. Understand that when you have others that's looking at you, and then there's going to be those that's going to be looking up to you. Show them the representation of wearing the crown, showing them that they too deserve to wear their crown. Do not knock another woman for her crown. Don't dilute yourself just to be able to be seen. You are worthy. You are powerful. You are amazing. You don't need to apologize for this crown. It's yours. But remember, there's a lot to come along with wearing a crown. Wear it well. Wear it proud. Wear it boldly. And understand, it's okay when others don't get it. It's okay when others don't see themselves worthy of a crown. Show them the way. Sometimes you have to be the leader, and leaders lead from the front so they can be able to know they will be able to lead as well. Wow. Wear your crown and wear it well.
Wonderful, Vanessa. And on that note, I want to invite everybody to listen to the other podcast that we have today. Go back to Change Your Minds Online and see what resonates with you. And wearing your crown, see what interviews can touch you to make you hold that crown up even higher. So please find us on, as I said, Change Your Minds Online. We're on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. We're on Spotify. We're on iHeartRadio, Blog Talk, iTunes, Stitcher, Tuned In, and so many more. Come find us. Listen to these motivational stories that we bring to you and just the conversations that Vanessa and I have. This all for your betterment and for your growth. So, any closing words for us today, Vanessa?
Be proud of what you can do is already in you. You just got to go after it.
All right. With that being said, I want to say good night, everyone.
Good night.